Phoneboy Speaks, episode 76, iOS, Android, and security software. I was given a clout perk today, and if you don't know what clout is, it's some sort of nonsense service that tracks your influence on social networks and gives you some sort of a score. I currently have a 61, which is, you know, I guess higher than average from what I've seen. I mean, the real influencers have like, you know, 90 or something, and of course that's out of 100. But occasionally I get a perk, and what that means is that some advertiser likes to try and reach out through them to people that are influencers and give them stuff so that they'll talk about it. Well, I got a perk from Norton, or the folks at Symantec, and they have this product that's called Norton Mobile Security, and the theory is that it gives you some protection on your mobile devices. If the device is lost or stolen, you can see it on a map. You can wipe the device. You can lock it. You can do stuff. And I start going through all the features on this, and I watch the little video that Clout makes you watch before you take the perk. And I looked at it, and it says at the end of the video, it says, most features available on Android devices only, unless otherwise specified for iPad or iPhone. And I thought about most of those features, and I went, well, you know, wait a minute. Well, first of all, the only Android device I have is a tablet that pretty much never leaves the house. It's a hacked Android tablet anyway. And then there's every other device in the house, or every mobile device, is running iOS. And all of the features that they talk about are built into iOS. I can use iCloud to look up any one of my iOS devices. I can lock it. I can make it do a screech sound. I can wipe the device. This is all just built into the operating system. And of course, I've seen other security programs as well on Android devices. And it kind of reminds me of, you're running software that you've been running on your PC, and now you're running it on your mobile device, which doesn't really have the battery life. I mean, it has the CPU horsepower, clearly. I mean, think about the horsepower of mobile devices, but... And I guess Android needs these kinds of things, but I kind of look at it and I go, well, I don't really need any of that, because even the contact backup stuff, I mean, that's all iCloud right there. I mean, so everything that this software offers me, I can get with iOS for free. So why would I spend $30 a year on this piece of software from Symantec when I can use iOS and not have to worry about any of that stuff? So anyway, I think this it just kind of, to me, highlights the huge security difference between Android devices and iOS devices. And I've even listened to other security professionals who've analyzed Android devices and iOS devices, and they say, look, an unjailbroken iPhone is about as secure as it's going to get for right now. An Android device, even not jailbroken, there's lots of things you can do. Data is often stored on it in clear text. And it's you know, data also kind of leaks out in interesting ways, and there isn't the security model on iOS is definitely a lot better. So honestly, if you care about the security for mobile device, you might want to consider using an iOS device. Although I'm sure some people would shoot me for that, but the reality is that yeah, it's a way more secure thing. And you know, again, it's like yeah, you pay a little bit more for the iOS stuff, but I guess you get what you pay for. And I'm glad that Apple's put the time and energy to make iOS secure. Not to say that it doesn't potentially have issues, but they're far less prevalent, and you certainly don't need to run third-party security software on your device to make it more secure. So anyway, that's just kind of my two cents. And maybe it has no reflection on the Norton product. I've never actually tried it. I don't know if it's good or bad or indifferent, but I just find the idea of purchasing this product preposterous, because I pretty much use iOS devices and all that stuff just comes for free. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.